أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يخشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه السحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور صدق الله العظيم سورة النور سورة النور The chapter of the light الله نور السماوات والأرض Allah is the illuminator of everything in the heavens and on earth In this particular ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the state of the disbelievers. This is verse number 40. Go check it up at home. Surah An-Nur, verse number 40. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّ Or like darknesses, فِي بَحْرٍ Lujiyin, in a deep ocean, or like darknesses, with the S plural, or like darknesses, fi bahar, bahar is a sea, luji, very deep, like darknesses in a deep ocean. Yakhshahu mawjun, above which are waves, min fawqihi mawjun, above which are waves, min fawqihi sahab. So darknesses in a deep sea. Yakhshahu mawjun, above which are waves, above the darknesses, there are waves. Min fawqihi mawjun, above which are other waves. In other words, there's internal waves and surface waves. Min fawqihi sahab, above which are clouds. ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ Darknesses, some of them on top of some of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ If a man had to take out his hand at that depth, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا He would hardly be able to see it. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ The one for whom Allah does not give light, they will have no light. And I'm not speaking about like for the past week, no lights. We can reflect on that as well, inshallah. No lights, that's physical light, which we see with the eye. How does that affect a blind man? لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's not the eyes that are blind but it's the hearts in the chests that are blind even if they close down ISKCOM tomorrow لا سمح الله Allah forbid am I going to charge my phone even if they close down ISKCOM tomorrow Speak to the old people. They used to use the fanus. You know what's a fanus? I don't know what they called it, or what they call it in Africa. The old man said, Khapra dafan. And the kerosene stove. The lantern, the lampi. The uli lampi. The uli lampi. Tamaf, my Afrikaans, be cheetahs, any boom, any bus, anyway. So we can go back to the uli lampi, and we can go back to the kerosene stove. Unless, of course, you've got lots of pesa, then you can put solar panels and inverters and lithium ion batteries and what have you. But if we lose the light of Iman and Islam, we are doomed, dunya and akhirah. Dunya and akhirah. That's why we always say, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mah. All thanks and praise is due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. Last week I spoke about the water. Today it's electricity. Where's our peace and security there? Another brother killed yesterday. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Grant him shahada. And put peace and perseverance and patience into the hearts of his family and loved ones. Ameen. So, today inshallah ta'ala, I want us to go to the core of the issue. It's not the absence of physical light. Or even when they're turning the water off, or the absence of peace and security. That can all be returned. That can all be rebuilt. Even the present government can be removed. As Allah has removed so many empires that have come before. So many nations, much more powerful, much more stronger than Al-Hizb al-Hakim, than the ruling party of South Africa. In fact, today, subhanAllah, the technology is so amazing. You can actually go onto YouTube and you can look at a map, but it's like a timeline. So it's an animated map of the world. And it gives you the whole history of the world from about 6000 BC till about, okay, some of the maps are only until 500 of the Common Era, and some go until 1500. And you can actually see all the nations that came and went. The Sumerians and the Akkadians and the Assyrians and the Babylonians and the Egyptians, the Old Kingdom, the New Kingdom, the Hittites, the Mongols, they came and went. The great Islamic empires, they came and they went. The great British Empire on which the sun never set. Soon there's only going to be half an island left. Because at the moment, Sinn Féin has got the majority in Stormont in Northern Ireland. And Ireland is going to be reunited. Then Scotland, another referendum. And Scotland will be gone. And Wales will follow. There'll be a third of an island left. There'll be a third of an island left. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدَى وَمَوْعِدَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the sunnah of Allah. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ. This is the sunnah of Allah. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. Do whatever you like, what you do will be done unto you, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس. These are the days that we exchange amongst the people. يوم لنا ويوم علينا. A day for us and a day against us. The day of Badr and the day of Uhud. When Abu Darda, and I know I've told the story many times and I'll tell it again. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So remind, for verily the reminder benefits the believer.
when the Muslims had captured one of the islands in the Mediterranean, and the kuffar, the defeated kuffar, those that had been captured and those that had been killed, they were in full view of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi. I said, Darda is actually the one with four missing teeth. My Vasifa Nikapi. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Wa arda. So he was sitting there and he was crying. And one of the Sahaba asked him, Atabki yawm an-Nasr? Do you cry on the day of victory, oh Abu Darda? Qala na'am. He said, yes. قال ولما why he said أبكي لحال هؤلاء الناس I'm crying for the condition of those people and he pointed to the kuffar that had just been defeated لما عصوا الله مكننا الله من رقابهم فانتصرنا عليهم when they disobeyed Allah Allah strengthened us and granted us victory over them وأخشى أن يأتي اليوم الذي نعصي الله فيه فَيُمَكِّنُهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ رِقَابِنَا فَيَنْتَصِرُونَ عَلَيْنَا And I fear the day when we shall disobey Allah and then Allah will strengthen them and grant them victory over us. Back to the darknesses in the deep sea. We need some light. Ya Rab, اللهم نوّر قلوبنا بالإيمان. Oh Allah, illuminate our hearts with Iman. This is what we need. Then everything will come right, inshaAllah ta'ala. I mean, some of us, and you hear it. If people are not saying it, wallahi, they think, get any worse. If they're not saying it, they're thinking it. But you know what? We're looking for solutions in the wrong places. We're looking for solutions in the wrong places. أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يخشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه السحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض I wanted to share with you like I shared with you last week subhanallah how Allah speaks about the formation of the cumulonimbus and the nimbus stratus the main rain producing clouds in the Holy Quran over 1400 years ago so Allah also speaks about the abyss The bottom of the ocean. Now, if one should ask the question, and it was actually asked, there was a Mr. Jones. It's not a joke, eh? I know when I married into this community, then Ms. Koorma had altijd gepraat van die Joneses. En het altijd langer aan gebleven. Not that Mr. Jones. This Mr. Jones, he was a sailor in the British Navy. And somebody had given him a copy of an English translation of the meaning of the Quran. An English translation of the meaning of the Quran. No such thing as an English translation of the Quran. Of the meaning of the Quran. And he read this verse. Surah An-Nur, verse number 40. He read this verse in the Quran or the English translation of the meaning thereof. But now he had nobody to ask. There were no Muslims on the ship. So when he got on shore, he went to the local mosque, the local masjid. And he went to ask the imam. He said, did your prophet ever sail on the sea? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Imam answered, No, he lived and died in the desert. He then said, Mr. Jones, Sailor Jones, he asked, How was it possible that he could have known about the abyss, the bottom of the ocean? You know what happens is when the rays of the sun, the light, when they hit the surface, of the ocean from surface level until 200 meters all of the colors
of the electromagnetic spectrum are refracted except for blue light. And then from 200 meters until 1,000 meters is only blue light. And from 1,000 meters and below, there is no light. He's asking, how is it possible? I mean, before the invention, I think it was Jacques Cousteau. Remember Jacques Cousteau? He's the inventor of the aqualung. And before that, yes, they had other breathing apparatuses, but they were extremely heavy. And they were only invented in the, I think, early 20th century. I stand to be corrected. But before that, if you go find out from your Pelamun divers, or you go and find out, oh, which is also where you get your pearls from anyway, isn't it? The Pelamun? Oh, no, Pelamun is different, eh? Oysters, eh? Yeah. And then, of course, your pearl divers, they will tell you that without an aqualung, the average diver can only dive about 20 meters, maximum 40 meters. I mean, maybe you've got some, you know, anomalies that can dive a little bit deeper, but not, certainly not 200 meters and certainly not 1,000 meters. So how is it possible? Mr. Jones asks the Imam that your prophet could have known about this. And so the Imam tried to explain him that this is but a revelation. Min Rabbil Alameen, from the creator and sustainer of the one who created the ocean and the abyss and the mountains and everything, ma bayna samawati wal ard. And that he predicts that those who have the knowledge like Mr. Jones, that they will recognize that this book must be from رب العالمين. ويرى الذين أوتوا العلم الذي أنزل إليك من ربك هو الحق ويهدي إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. And they will see, those who have been endowed with knowledge, that this book which has been revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will see that it is the truth and that it guides to the path of the Almighty, the Most Praised. It didn't take long. Mr. Jones thought to himself, and he turned back to the Imam and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So not just that, even the internal waves, something the oceanographers have only recently discovered in the last 30, 40 years, that they are actually internal waves and those waves actually break under the ocean. أَوْكَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّي, or like darknesses in a deep sea, يَخْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ. So above the darknesses there are waves. مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ, and above those waves there are other waves, surface waves. مِنْ فَوْقِ السَّحَابِ, above which are clouds. That's something only recently discovered. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. Ah, back to the light. So at the abyss, the abyss, which is 1,000 meters and below, no light. Whoever stretches out their hand, if a man had to stretch out his hand, says Allah, impossible for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have known that. If a man stretches out his hand, he will hardly be able to see it. Lam yakad yaraha. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And whoever Allah doesn't grant a light for them, a light of guidance, a light of Iman, a light of Islam, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ, then they will have no light. This reminded me of when I was in Somaliland. In actual fact, I always tell the story about Somaliland with the hadith. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بادر بالأعمال فتنًا كقطع الليل المظلم. I think, you know, as we've been learning this hadith or studying this hadith or pondering over this hadith over the last don't know how many years, we didn't think that we'd be physically sitting in the pitch dark. You know, we thought only from a spiritual perspective, but now it's even physically. The Prophet said, make haste in doing good deeds. There are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. And dark night doesn't mean, you know, bichi donker da, some street lamps in between. No, total blackout. Like I experienced in Somaliland. And last night as well, I think, to a degree. You see, in Somaliland, in Hargeisa, there was a terrible civil war from 89 until sometime in the 90s. I'm not talking about Somalia. You know, Greater Somalia is actually five countries. Five countries. Djibouti, annexed by the French. Somaliland, annexed by the British. Somalia, annexed by the Italians. NFD, Wajir Garrison Mandera, given by the British to Kenya. And Ogaden, Western Somalia, given by the British to Ethiopia. Allah. So the old British protectorate, Somaliland, there was a terrible civil war. And those people literally had to run with their clothes on their backs. While two fighter jets were hired from Zimbabwe with South African fighter pilots. And they were literally carpet bombing the town of Hargeisa. When I went there in the year 2000, you could actually still see the bullet holes in the trees and the places where buildings and roads were completely destroyed. But they managed to put things back together, and although they're still not officially recognized as an independent country, they are operating like an independent country. But they still didn't have electricity. They had generators running during the daytime, and at nighttime, there was nothing. Uli lampi. Yofanus. In fact, I lived in a little room on the roof of a building with a little wooden window and two pots to keep my water in and a handkerchief to sieve my camel milk that I used to get every day. And the klippetjies and the, you know, pieces of grass to extract them. And my lamp. And I remember walking to the masjid in the morning for Salat al-Fajr, that it was so dark. I had to walk with what the Somalis call a bukara, a stick. Because wallahi, if I stretched out my hand in front of me, I could hardly see my hand. And so I thought about this hadith. And I thought about this ayah. Allahu Akbar. There's going to come a time, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trials and tribulations like a dark night. He's not necessarily speaking about the physical darkness. Although we are now being reminded in real time. In real time we are now being reminded through the physical darkness about our spiritual darkness. We are being reminded through the physical darkness about our spiritual darkness. Because what is this darkness? Ignorance. Al-ilmu nur wal-jahlu dhulumat. Knowledge is light and ignorance is darknesses. Knowledge is light. In other words, it's going to come a time when the Muslims, even the Muslims, are going to be so ignorant of their deen, they're not going to be able to differentiate and distinguish between good and bad, right and wrong, lawful and prohibited. And when that happens, inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bianfusihim. Allah will not change the condition of a people. And here Allah specifically speaking about a condition of good, a condition of power. When the Muslims were governing by Sharia and living in accordance with Al-Kitabi wa Sunnah, the promise of Allah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, Allah promises those of you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will make you the rulers in this world. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Just like He made rulers of those who came before you. وَلَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah will establish your religion for you in every facet of your lives. وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ amna, and he will exchange the state of fear and insecurity that they were living in, he will exchange it to one of peace and security. That's the one thing I hear from people nowadays. Too scared to even send their children to the shop across the road. Jamaat al-Muslimin, alayna an nastaliha ma'a Allah. We have to make right with Allah. If we have any hope, not just of surviving in this place, anywhere in the world, we have to make right with Allah. We have to start going back to Allah, returning to Allah, repenting to Allah. And I start with myself. Tubtu ilallah, I repent to Allah. Wa raja'tu ilallah, and I return to Allah. Wa nadimtu ala ma fa'altu, and I regret about any wrong that I have done. Wa azamtu azman akidan annani la a'si Allah, and I make a resolution not to disobey you, Ya Allah. Because if we're not going to do that, I don't think we are going to be ready for what's coming, Jamaat al-Muslim. If you think it can't get any worse, then buckle up. Buckle up. In order to cross the Rubul Khali, you know the Rubul Khali, the empty quarter? This is now, if you get lost in the empty quarter, if your car breaks down in the empty quarter, you are dead. You won't make it out alive. The empty quarter that goes over Saudi Arabia, Oman, and a part of Yemen, where there's mountains of sand. And the wind blows in such a way that these mountains, they move. You get lost in that place, you're finished. If you cross it at a certain point, you can get from point A to point B with a full tank. With a full tank of petrol. I don't know exactly, you know, how many liters the tank must be. Or maybe you must have a full tank plus two jerry cans. But they must all be full. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we better start filling our tank of Iman. We better start filling our tank of Iman. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. No more time for dabbling. Whether it be... And vice, Jamaat al-Muslimin, has become endemic. Whether it be indulging in riba, or whether it be the vice of adultery and fornication, of pornography, of gambling, it has become endemic. And don't think that because we are Muslimin, that we khalas. None of this can affect us. None of this can affect our children. If we are holding on to the destructible rope of Allah, yes, then nothing will affect us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurrukum man dalla idha tadaytum ilayya marji'ukum jami'an fa unabbi'ukum bima kuntum ta'malun. Oh, those of you who believe, take care of yourselves. Come back to Allah. Hold on to the rope of kitab wa sunnati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yadurrukum man dalla. Those that are following misguidance around you will not harm you in the slightest. And then Allah says, to me is your final return. And then I will tell you about what you were doing on the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the divine guidance to stop procrastinating and to stop delaying and to pull ourselves together to make sure that we and our families and our communities are holding fast. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر وكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة العرس وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسادهم ظلمة القبر وكم من صحيح مات بغير علة وكم من سقيم عاش حين من الدهر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يخشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه السحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادر بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح رجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا فعلينا يا إخوة الأفاضل أن نملأ قلوبنا بتوفيق من الله تعالى أن نملأ قلوبنا بنور الإيمان وبنور الإسلام وبنور كتاب الله وبنور سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبهما لا نضل كما وعدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما خطب في المسلمين يوم عرفة وقال تركت فيكم أمرين لن تضلوا ما إن تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنتي أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ورون قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر صحاب وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم اجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا، ولسائر مجتمعات المسلمة في العالم أجمع يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرنا على القوم الكافرين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا، أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم، وإن الفجار لفي جحيم، يصلونها يوم الدين، وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله 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 أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سميعنا وعطانا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أخانا المذكور في قلبي. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. اللهم اشفيه من كل داء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.